Hi there. The word for you today is on the stink or the storm. In Psalm 141, verse 2, we read, "Let my prayer be as incense." When you think about it, Noah's Ark is a picture of your church. That is to say, it wasn't a luxury liner. Can you imagine spending a year in that ark with all those animals and just one window? But Noah had only two options, the stink or the storm. You say, what's the point? It's this. There are no perfect churches. Furthermore, if you found one and joined it, you'd ruin it. Come on, you know you would. We all love to talk about the power of the New Testament church, but what about its problems? They had hypocrites. Remember Ananias and Sapphira? They had financial scandals. They had doctrinal differences that almost split the church down the middle. Aye, and they had moral problems too. They actually had a man belonging to the Corinthian church who was sleeping with his stepmother. Pretty shocking, eh? So, what should you do when there's a big stink in your church? Well, first, don't spread it. Peter addresses this, 1 Peter 4 verse 8, "Above all things, or most importantly, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins." Second, work for reconciliation. Paul writes, Galatians 6 verse 1, "If someone falls into sin, forgivingly restore him, saving your critical comments for yourself." And third, burn incense. You say, what does that mean? Well, let me explain. When the lamps in the Old Testament tabernacle were snuffed out each evening, they left a bad, foul, acrid smell. So God commanded Moses to burn incense. Here's the point. Don't get discouraged when flesh acts like flesh. And don't be part of the problem by being immature. Be part of the solution. The psalmist writes, "Let my prayer be set before you as incense." When problems arise in your church, first you should pray. Then you should walk according to the instructions of God's word. And finally, you should believe God to bring good out of the situation. Okay?